relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
I had a neck problem a couple of years ago, and the orthopedist couldn't figure it out. No one, we're mystified. They said, oh, you might have a little arthritis. I saw one of Mike's ads. I went and got a pillow. 2 days later, I woke up without a crick for the first time in maybe a year, and I've been crick-free in my neck. And I told this recently to the MyPillow folks. It really changed my life, literally. I mean, it's an honest story, and my wife will tell you. I used to wake up every night in misery with my neck, and now I'm up every day. I feel great, and I credit those MyPillows for my relief.
Who is that? You know who that is. One of the most trusted journalists in America, none other than John Solomon of JustTheNews.com, a friend of this show, who said that on air without prompting. His neck was saved because of an amazing thing called the MyPillow from our buddy Mike Lindell, who just apparently right now is sitting in his truck getting ready to address a rally in Minnesota. Are you there, Mike, inventor of the MyPillow?
I am here. I'm overlooking this field of people. It's just amazing. I mean, to think that we only have a few more days and, boy, where did the 4 years go, huh?
Where did the 4 years go, indeed? Tell us what you're seeing in Minnesota, what you expect, and your message to the people across this nation in the last 4 days of this historic election.
Well, what I'm seeing here in Minnesota, let me tell you, we knocked on 5 million doors and called people. Five million on the ground. And I'll tell you, we did right before the Republican convention, we were almost even in the poll, in the fake polls. Then after the Republican convention was one of the best conventions ever, all of a sudden it comes out we're down 9. These are called depression polls. And I'll tell you, we found out that in that poll, it was 39% Democrats, 19 Republicans, or 39 Democrats, 19 Republicans, and 56 Independents. You know, Sebastian, you and I could do a poll and make it all Republicans. He'd be up by 100. You know, I mean, I'm so sick of it. In Minnesota, our governor, let me tell you, I'll get to what he's done today. But we know in Minnesota we have a little advantage because this is where it all started with these horrible decisions they made and non-decisions at the start of this pandemic, which manifested into riots across the country, across the world. So we had the terrible decisions by our governor and mayor. Here's what they're doing now that they're worried about the winning Minnesota. Today at this rally in Rochester, Minnesota, we expected 15 to 20,000 people. The governor and Keith Ellison, our attorney general, came in and said, oh, no, we'll go after you. You only get to have 200 people or 250.
What's going to happen, Mike?
What's going to happen is the campaign said they would comply, but they were going to put up a jumbotron, and now they're fighting even on that. And they do not want the great message of our president to get out there. I'm looking at a sea of people. I'll bet you from my truck here I see 10,000 people, and the cars are streaming in. Once again, our governor made a decision are trying to stop us, but you can't stop it. It's too late to close the gate. The cows are out of the barn, and we're getting the word out here in Minnesota. And I'll tell you another thing. You know, you talk about the left suppressing stuff. Just 2 days ago, our good friend Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook stopped MyPillow ads. These are my regular ads because somebody said they were political. These are normal commercials.
There's nothing political about your ads, Mike. I've seen all your ads.
Right. They're just saying I'm too branded with the president right now. You know, I mean,
that's
come on.
Shocking.
Where does it end? I gave away 1.5 million masks today to the state of Minnesota. And they were going to make me wait till after the election. I said, I've offered them to you now. I said, you know what? And they just didn't want me getting the message out because the media was all about this. I wanted to help our state. And it's just things like this that don't make sense. You know, but we have something other states don't have. We have Ilhan Omar. So, you know, she came in at first. Everybody thought, wow, this is a Trojan horse. She's not a Trojan horse. She tells it the way it is. You got to respect that. She hates the USA and she hates Israel.
Yep, she is absolutely candid about her hatred for everything that we love about this nation. We're talking to the inventor of MyPillow, a great American patriot who spoke in the Rose Garden about the Bible, about God and the importance of getting America back to prayer. He's the author of What Are the Odds? Mike, will you do me a favor? I want you to do me a favor. When we get off the phone, I want you to text me. You've got my personal number. Text me a photograph of everybody you're seeing where you are right now, and we're going to post it to send a message to the world that even Minnesota has had enough. But Mike, explain to me. I thought Minnesota was in the bag for the Democrats. Why is Biden hanging out? What's going on?
Yeah, Biden's coming here. He's came here twice now. He's coming here. He's here today. I think he's going to be here tomorrow. And I told the news here, our local news, that's finally having me on. They always block me here during an election. And I said, if Biden was having a rally, if he could actually draw more than 200 people, you guys would never say a thing. But they are very concerned about Minnesota. We are going to win Minnesota. And I'm telling you, these are depression polls. In Minnesota, all the northern, the Iron Range, where our great president did the steel tariffs. He got our Iron Range back. The jobs are back. And they're all flipping. I did commercials the other day, about a month ago, and it was a round table, and they've been airing now all throughout Minnesota. But what it was I had a round table with all these Democrats and asked them, and they're all flipping. And I said, well, why are you flipping? Why are you flipping? Well, most of them said, you know what? If I voted for this party, it's not the party I voted for 30 years. That ship sailed. This is a party with leadership of a bunch of nut jobs, socialism, kids that, you know, and then we have this, you know, all these other Democrats going, you know what? One of them said, I don't particularly like Donald Trump, but boy, he sure kept his promises. Every single thing that the Democrats were promised for years by their party, the election would come and go, and it would just start over again. And, you know, it's like that little boy that called Wolf. It ain't happening. You want to change, you go over here where Donald Trump changed the Republican Party into the Common Sense Party. That's it. I mean, that's it. We got to get people to realize that the stuff he's doing, you want to talk about a Trojan horse, there's your Biden. I mean, you ain't voting for some, even he hasn't done anything in 47 years, but you vote for him and you think you're voting for some old Democratic Party. You're not. You're voting for this hidden socialism, crazy radical leadership, and even leadership that you thought were Democratic leadership. Look at the governors of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. How horrible they have been and made these terrible decisions to try and politicize a pandemic.
Follow this man right now, Real Mike Lindell on Twitter, author of What Are the Odds? As we speak, the president has just taken the podium in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It is hard to keep up with this man, even when you're sitting down. It's almost as hard as keeping up with Mike Lindell. In the last minute and a half we have with you, oh, by the way, Mike Lindell loves America. and he loves you too. And if you use my name on his website, he's going to give you up to 50% off his incredible products, from the MyPillow to the Egyptian Giza Dream, Egyptian Cotton Giza Dream Sheets, the mattress toppers, you name it, the travel pillows. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Mike, you have paid a price dearly for your love of country and your support of the president. In the last minute and a half we have, what is your message in the 4 days before the election to those people who are afraid to support this great president, Donald Trump?
I will tell everybody and every business owner out there, you know what? People say all the time, oh, Mike, you must have lost half your business because you've been so bold for God and for your wearing your cross and been so bold for this president. Well, let me tell you, every time that they say boycott Mike Lindell and MyPillow, another guy will say, don't boycott him. He'll double his ads, and we see enough of that jerk. Well, I'll tell you what. My best day is the day we're in. My employees and everything, they're behind this great president. You cannot live in fear right now, because this is the most important election in history. Go get your friends, your family, make sure they get out and vote for this great president, because we're not just voting for a Democrat, Republican. We're voting for, I can't even put my head there, Biden would win, the path this country's going to go down, and it's going to be accelerated beyond anybody's wildest dreams. So you can have, and to get through, I'm just telling everyone, go convince your, go to promiseskept.com if you need ammunition to go tell your friends that are independents, going, look at all the promises he kept. This is the greatest leadership ever in the history, greatest president. I can't say enough of that.
Promiseskept.com and go to mypillow.com. He's out there fighting for the president. What are you doing? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Welcome, dear friends. Thank you, Mr. President, to GunBroker.com Second Amendment Friday. We are so excited to have our partnership with my favorite gun site on the planet. GunBroker.com makes it so easy to visit one page and buy all the guns and accessories you need, especially ammunition, which right now ain't easy. Just go to GunBroker.com. If you're a gun enthusiast, sportsman, hunter, bookmark their page and visit it at least once a day, like me. Well, more often than that. Right now, I've got my eyes on something so I've never seen this before. This is a long slide 1911 in titanium. Titanium. And it's in the best caliber known to man, 10 millimeter. It ain't cheap, but I might just jump on it. We're so excited to be partnered with GunBroker.com as our title sponsor. Celebrate the Second Amendment with me by going to GunBroker.com right now and discovering the perfect deal for you or your loved ones. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, and it's Friday, which means, of course, it is JJ time. He goes by JJ Carafano on Twitter, preventing World War III one tweet at a time. He's vice president of the Heritage Foundation. He is the man for all matters national security and foreign policy. Jim, welcome back to America First.
It is great to be with you. So check this out, man. I know the folks can't see it.
Oh, the Walmart thing, the
guns.
Did
you hear about that?
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Walmart has now removed all guns and ammunition from visible displays in their stores.
And this thing says they just returned the guns and ammo to store floors one day after removing them. So they put them back because people must want to buy guns.
Have we ever had an election in American history where we have to hide the guns from the gun stores?
No. I have a theory. Look, there is going to be post-election violence. And let me tell you why. And I don't know who's going to win the election. If Trump wins, they're going to riot.
Yeah.
If Biden wins, they're going to riot because, well, we don't believe Trump's going to leave office, so we're going to riot and make him leave office. And if it's contested, they're going to riot. So they're going to riot.
Well, not only that, I'm so glad you mentioned this topic, because I have in front of me the the report from something called the Transition Integrity Project, which is a Democrat initiative. And it's very strangely titled because it's called Preventing a Disrupted Presidential Election and Transition. Jim, I don't see any problem in terms of a disrupted transition from the right.
No, look, this is people who are obsessed with political violence as a tool of change. Many of these leaders in Antifa and BLM are students of Weather
Underground.
The Weather Underground, who became college professors and taught these kids. And it ties back to the Maoist philosophy. The weathermen, they would go to Cuba and talk with Castro and talk with Mao. They believe in violence as an instrument to drive political change. Here's my analysis, though, because I've been looking at a lot of the poll numbers. So popular demonstrations were very high in March, which is kind of understandable. People get animated by issues they care about, racial equality, police, or whatever. It peaks in June, and then it really starts to go down. And it starts to go down, why? Because increasingly the number of demonstrations are becoming riots and involving looting. And the more violence there is associated with the movement, actually the less popular it becomes, and it's definitely bottomed out now. The demonstrations are not
popular. You mean popular in terms of the political damage it does for a certain party?
Popular in terms of we support people going to the streets. That is plummeted. And you can actually tell that because you look at mainstream progressive politicians, they no longer go out and talk about, you know, defund the police and other things.
Interesting.
They don't talk about it anymore. And even the websites, you go to the BLM website, they take all the really radical stuff off.
Right.
So it's becoming increasingly less popular. And the latest poll I saw that said Americans are very fearful of violence after the election. They don't like that. It doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat. They don't like the idea of political violence, of using violence to drive political change. And so there will be violence after the election. It'll actually make people like BLM and Antifa less popular. And it is very important they do that because you know this because you are an expert in this. When you normalize, excuse, ignore, and enable political violence, it only escalates and gets more desperate. And that is the road that leads to an Oklahoma City bombing, a 9/11, beheading somebody in France. It becomes the unchained animal. And Americans are smart in that. They don't want that in this country.
Two questions. First, a kind of tactical one, and then a kind of big picture historic one. Do you think that – I think it's palpable. Do you think that fear of post-election violence could influence how somebody votes?
I don't know. I mean, Americans are sharply divided on these two parties. I don't know if this moves the needle or not.
Okay.
But that's one of the things I think people will look at in the post-election thing is what did the needle move in the last? Because we're not seeing it in the polls, but that doesn't mean people aren't moving on this issue.
The second one is, and I say this as an immigrant, a legal immigrant to this country who is a naturalized American citizen. Why does the most powerful nation in the world, Jim, have a 10 bloody week transition? In the UK, you win the election and the prime minister is packing his cardboard boxes and he leaves at the end of the week. This is a real problem because we've got an excuse for the losing party to say, go to the streets, right?
Well, I can answer that because we're not a parliamentary democracy and our systems actually are very, very different.
Very different.
So in a parliamentary system, there is a shadow minister for everything. And everybody knows that that minister is going to become the defense secretary or the foreign secretary, whatever. They follow what that ministry does. They know all the issues. And when they go in, they take like two politicals in with them. And 99% of the people are the same people, right?
So, but what would prevent the Democrats having a shadow cabinet?
Nothing. The reason why you don't have shadow cabinets is as soon as you appoint somebody a shadow cabinet minister, then you've given them power. They take the news away from you. And then other people that might support you, they don't want to support you because they want to be the cabinet guy. So we don't do that. So it actually – and, we were on the transition team. We saw this live in action. Yeah. You actually need a couple of weeks to figure out who your cabinet secretaries are going to be, get them ready to get
the
vetted
nominations. The thousands of resumes.
Start to go through all this and put a political team together. It does take some time. So I actually think it's – we didn't have this back in the day when they first set up the system. But I think that buffer is actually good. And because our transitions are usually seamless, it doesn't matter that a president who's going to leave office in 6 weeks is still the president, because he just does, or she just, they just do the job.
My only issue with the 10-week transition is, and it's not the removal of the W's from the keyboards, it's what the incumbent president can get up to. And now we know in 2016-17, Operation Crossfire Hurricane and other things were done after the transition to the transition team, which undermined our republic. We're talking to Jim Carafano, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation. Follow him on Twitter, JJ Carafano. Join Heritage today. It is the conservative mothership helmed by the superlative Kay Coles James. Go to heritage.org. They're fighting for you. They represent the values upon which this republic was founded. Join Heritage today, heritage.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka, sebgorka.com on Twitter. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, and it is gunbroker.com, Second Amendment Friday. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you by GunBroker.com.
It's happening, guys. You're making a difference, especially with your support for the amazing people at the Lions Defending Freedom. They're the lawyers who take the court cases where Americans are being attacked under their religious liberty and freedom of speech rights. Don't let them not meet their targets. Any donation you make will support those who fight for all of our constitutional rights. Go to sebgorka.com, click on the ADF banner, or call them 877-412-5888. Our target for today is $11,000. We can reach it if just 11 of you donate $1,000. That's it, and we can make sure those court cases are won at the highest level in the Supreme Court. You can call 877-412-5888 or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the ADF banner on the top. We are back, as we are every Friday, for two segments with the Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, the most influential think tank on the planet, by the way. 4 years running?
On this planet.
On this planet. In this solar system. In this solar system.
At the very least.
Heritage.org, join it today. And Jim, I'm so glad you raised this article you recently wrote, because as we are and have been for months now in this morass of an election, it's so interesting that we just focus on ourselves, on our side and the other side. But there's a whole other vector, there's a whole other environment. Talk to us about your piece in which you talk about other nations' relationship and reaction and the factors that they play into when it comes to our election.
Yeah, this was I think it ran in Fox News yesterday. The world's most vociferous poll watchers are our adversaries, because they know that elections make a difference. So I just kind of ran the table on the big guys. The Russians care the least.
Interesting.
And the reason for that is Putin has no place to go. You know, he is going nowhere in Ukraine.
No
nowhere,
options.
Nowhere in Georgia. He's bogged down in Syria. Very expensive to just hang on in the country. Nowhere in Libya. He's got trouble in his own backyard. Armenia and Azerbaijan are at war. But he's got problems in Belarus. He's got problems internally. He doesn't have a lot of cards to play. And so he pretends to be the puppet master. And he torques, oh, I'm throwing it to Biden. No, I think I want Trump. And it's all just.
It's just toke.
It's just a big game. I mean, he's dangerous. Like, you would never walk into a room with a bag of a bag of hamburgers and turn your back on a cannibal. He's dangerous that way, but he can't.
He's not a big player. He's not a big player.
The Iranians are probably the most enthusiastic. They think that Biden's just going to come back in.
And JCPOA and billions of
literally,
dollars.
Literally plane loads of cash will be like the Berlin airlift will be bringing. But, you know, that it sounds a lot easier than you think. You know, first of all, you say we're going to go back to the Iran deal. What are you going to do about all the cheating?
Yeah.
You're really going to let them do arms sales, really, and buy arms? You're really going to do that? You get all the countries that just normalized relations with Israel in order to push back on Iran. You're just going to
ignore them? Right.
You're going to give them plane loads of cash so they can give them to the Houthis and the Hamas. And so,
right.
So I don't know if that's going to be the honeymoon everybody thinks it is. North Korea, I think there's a 50-50 shot North Korea will make a deal if Trump gets reelected.
No more games.
If Biden gets reelected, they will poke him like an ant, you know, by the fire just to see, you know, what they can.
Rocket launches, yeah. See if so Japan.
We'll do some tests. We'll do some, they will screw them just to see what they can get away with. China's got a lot of cards to play. If you listen to the latest meeting of the Chinese plenum, it's very clear that they realize that this just kind of global, unrestrained global expansion is not happening, right? BRI's literally dead. People hate them. Their new mantra is we're going to focus on consolidating control internally, building up our economy with domestic production and consumption, and developing everything we need internally. So
the president's policies have managed to put a break on that.
They worked. Now, but they've got a lot of cards to play.
Yeah.
So, you know, with a Biden, would they, you know, try something different or improvise? I don't know. So that's this election really makes a difference. You know, we say this all the time. I don't care who you vote for. I'm not political. But people say I'm voting on healthcare. I'm voting on taxes. You are voting on foreign policy, whether you want to or not. Whoever you vote for, they are the commander in chief. They are the world's leading statesman. Your vote will decide that.
There was, I believe, a senator from the state of Illinois who said elections have consequences. Your vote makes a difference. Listen to this man. Follow him and join the Heritage Foundation today. J.J. Carafano on Twitter, heritage.org. And Understand Our Enemies. That's his latest article for Fox News. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Tens of thousands of Americans gaining daily relief because of this product that attacks the source of the pain, your inflammation, just like Reggie in Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow. Don't you deserve to be the next Reggie? Find out today. Order ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com for your 3-week quick starter pack. Or call them 800-500-8384. The 3-week quick starter pack will be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening as I do for 3 weeks. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for Reggie, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by GunBroker.com.
GunBroker.com is the world's largest digital marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, accessories, and a whole lot more. The gun selection is unmatched with over 1 million daily listings. At GunBroker.com, you are certain to find the gun of your dreams. I have more than once. Shop at GunBroker.com today, especially in these difficult times when ammunition is so hard to find. Go today, GunBroker.com. We always love having new guests on this show. We love our regulars as well, but we love new guests. And today is one of those instances. He is the creator of a remarkable weapon. I have one myself. He comes from a company that just has a letter for a name. It's redolent of a certain British spymaster's quartermaster. The company is called Q. No, guys. Not the cranks and kooks at QAnon, the gun company Q, and he is Kevin Brittingham. Kevin, welcome to America First.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, especially on Fridays when we get to celebrate the Second Amendment. So first things first, you make an AR-like platform, which is unlike any AR out there. I love my honey badger. Will you explain to our listeners who may not be familiar with this very special weapon what its genesis was?
The Honey Badger was a gun that we designed for U.S. Special Operations to replace the German MP5SD submachine gun, to give them a low-visibility assault weapon, basically with the power of the AK, but could also be as quiet as the MP5SD.
So for those who are not familiar with the gun nomenclature he's using, there is a classic submachine gun, the MP5. It was made famous by the Iranian embassy siege, use by the SAS there. And then there was an integrally silenced version, the MP5SD, very popular with counterterrorism units. And you wanted to create something for our special operators that was likewise silenced, but had a much heavier hitting power than the 9mm cartridge. And your gun is actually in which caliber?
300 Blackout. So it's a cartridge that we developed at the same time for this program. And it was commercializing a Wildcat cartridge called 300 Whisper. So it gave you better accuracy, better range, better lethality, lower sound and signature reduction, and also came in at about two-thirds the weight.
And the beautiful thing about the 300 caliber ammunition is that it fits into AR-15 regular magazines, the .223 magazine. I have used my Honey Badger with supersonic and subsonic rounds. It works like a Swiss watch. It is incredible. Go to their website, liveqordie.com. They're in New Hampshire, so of course it's liveqordie.com. It is the Honey Badger. We are talking to the head of that amazing company, Kevin Brittingham. Kevin, in the last few minutes we have with you, this is an amazing product. I hope it goes incredibly successfully for you. But discuss for us, you've been on the front lines of, certain issues concerning the ATF and certain bureaucrats at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms trying to exercise powers they don't have, and specifically the arm brace that is used on your weapon. Could you tell us what's going on and give us an update?
Sure. So back in August, we received a letter where we have a model of the Honey Badger that's a pistol where it has an SB tactical arm brace that we license from them and they manufacture, and we build the Honey Badgers with those. And ATF sent us, out of the blue, a cease and desist letter and declared the Honey Badger pistol an SBR. It's a problem with the regulatory, like ATF, when you get some rogue people in there that are maybe more liberal than others. And they take positions and think they have authority that they don't have. And, you know, it's hard because, you know, with a lot of these regulatory agencies, they go unchecked a lot. And if you want to fight them, you fight them through their process, which for, you know, a business owner generally isn't very feasible. So we are fighting them. We went public with it, and we've had a lot of political support as well to where the DOJ stepped in and put it on hold, the cease and desist, for 60 days for further review. And they've gotten a lot of pressure from ATF doing this, you know. So it was just out of the blue. We didn't they didn't contact us ahead of time, and we've been selling them for years. And so the bad thing is it potentially puts thousands of people who were legal gun owners yesterday, makes them felons today instantly because someone at ATF changes their mind.
It's a retroactive reclassification that is the antithesis of representative government. We don't rehearse these interviews, and I don't want to get you in trouble, but can you, we are 4 days away from an election. Mr. Brittingham, you have an amazing product. You're doing amazing things at the gun company Q. What is your stance on the upcoming election, and let's just put it this way, the future of our Second Amendment rights?
It's scary, especially with ATF acting this way. I don't think it was an accident or coincidence that they did this just before the election. I think it's another, you know, sort of like the bump stock. They're throwing it out there, trying to divide the gun vote and trying to sway the election to Biden. And I think it's terrible and it's unfortunate, and it's not what a government regulatory agency should be doing.
He is very candid in his comments, and that's why we have guests like Kevin Brittingham here on America First. The product is the Honey Badger. It was designed for American special operators. You can get it as a pistol, originally as a rifle, and there is also a slightly cheaper version called the Sugar Weasel. I do like the names this company comes up with. Check them out right now, liveqordie.com. That's liveqordie.com. Keep doing what you do, Kevin. God bless. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It is gunbroker.com, Second Amendment Friday here on America First. Who is up next? Should we take some calls? I think we might squeeze some calls in. We are broadcasting live from the ReliefCapFactor.com studios across the nation. Millions of listeners. Also live streaming on YouTube and Facebook. Subscribe today. Sebastian Gorka, America First on YouTube. Hit the notifications bell twice and you'll never miss a thing. We are coming to you from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. See the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com of Americans who are getting their lives back, liberated from pain, me included. I started taking Relief Factor more than a year and a half ago. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. Don't you deserve to find out if this product could work for you as well as it works for Reggie in Florida? I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow. Thank you, Reggie. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. Order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than $1 a day. Take it morning and evening, as I do, and I promise you Dr. G's guarantee by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and Reggie. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384 or go to ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Oh my gosh! An hour to go. We haven't taken any calls. That's just insanity. Let's go to Roger in California, line one. Welcome, Roger.
Oh, my God, sir. I'm so happy to be able to talk to you. I love listening to you in the afternoon here.
Thank you.
Hey, have you ever used barrel sights for calibrating, like, a sight?
Barrel sights?
Yeah, the laser ones.
Oh, the laser. No, I have built-in lasers on several of my weapons, but I've never used those lasers in the form of a cartridge that zeroes a weapon. I'm old school. I zero it at the range with a screwdriver and an Allen wrench.
Well, I do the same thing generally, but with the price of ammo and the availability, And here in California, you can't get anything anymore.
Gunbroker.com, my friend. Gunbroker.com.
Great, for ammo and guns.
Well, for you know, anything else that you can get in California, gunbroker.com will have it. Great question. Let's go to our good buddy Brent, also in Los Angeles, line five.
Guns of Freedom, Gorka.
I like that. Guns of Freedom. Not Guns of Navarone, a good movie, but Guns of Freedom. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. But I was thinking for our...
Oh, by the way, I'm going to interrupt you really rudely, Brent. The president is now in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Just, you know, just if you want to try and keep track of this man, and it's very hard to do, so I want to give everybody an update. Sorry, Brent, please carry on.
Yes, go to the president. For the first time since our Civil War, America will again be voting for the sort of civilization we demand to live in. It is literally a vote for our Constitution's Judeo-Christian human freedoms and communism's neo-pagan slavery, choosing human sanctity or human sacrifice. And in God's Bible, we learn that freedom is not an innate human drive, but a moral, ethical, and spiritual choice. And God demands that we choose freedom.
Wow. You know, these are the calls where you really would like to have an hour to wax lyrical and unpack it afterwards. But Brent is right. Brent is right. This may not be a war with artillery and bomber planes, but it is a civilizational struggle. It is a choice between a man and a movement which believe in the founding principles of our republic, which was founded on eternal Judeo-Christian principles, as opposed to another side that is a combination. It's a combination of two things, really. It's utterly depraved corruption, selfish, onanistic, depraved corruption. And for those who have an ideology on the other side, it's an ideology of denial, denial of the truth, and an embrace of evil. That is the challenge. Make a difference.